Everyone, welcome to another episode of UX Girl. I'm Amoli and I'm going to talk about some of the UX that I love or don't love and give you my very opinionated perspective about why it is so. And opinionated, but coming from a very designerly perspective. All right, I'm going to keep workshopping that intro, but let's just get into it. So first and foremost, I know it's been a while, and thank you so much for staying tuned, for waiting. And if you've moved on, and if you find this again, I hope that I can win you back. But I spoke last time about making some big changes to the format of what I was doing. And I was doing that, I was coming up with some nice format, and I, to be honest, was overcomplicating things for myself. I started overthinking and got inside my head and kind of lost interest in the middle. And, you know, life always gets in the way. I got preoccupied with other things. But very recently, I had the opportunity to be in this mentorship circle, which was just a conversation with a few designers in the field and giving each other advice and really just talking about things that we struggle with. And I feel like that just came to me at the right time because I was, like I said, losing interest, and just talking about this with people helped me realize that I really am doing what I want to do and I should be doing more of it. And here I am. All right, so let's talk about this new format, and I hope you like it. You know, I said I was working on it, and it got to a point where I just didn't think it made sense, so I kind of dumbed it down, brought it back to the basics, and I'm very happy with what I've come up with. So what I'm going to do from now on is talk about the product or tool or whatever it is that I'm going to be reviewing, talk about the goals that I recognize. I'm not a designer for all of these products, so it's hard for me to tell you definitively what their goal is or was, but from what I understand, I will definitely explore that. I will also explore user types if I have knowledge about who these users are and what they might be like. And then we will explore a couple of key features just to understand what this product is doing. But the meat of everything will just go into the next section, which is what's working and what's not working. Just like an old usability review, which makes so much sense now because that's what I'm doing. So yeah, I'm going to talk about what's working with this product and what's not working with this product. And then finally, if we come up with some really innovative suggestions while going through these usability issues, I can also, you know, highlight some of the things that I wish they would do in order to fix what's going wrong. And the theme is still pretty much me picking something that I use and experience regularly or have in the past. So it's coming from my experience, and then I will talk to you about whether I like it or don't like it on a personal level. I hope that made sense. I tried to keep it simple, but you'll see what I'm trying to say in just a moment. So today we're going to talk about IGTV, which stands for Instagram TV. And I feel like it was a while ago that they started this when they introduced this feature, but almost feels like nothing's changed ever since they've added it. So IGTV was Instagram's foray into long form videos. And I think it was supposed to be a YouTube competitor at the time. And if you know the history, you obviously don't consider IGTV as a valid YouTube competitor, but I know they did try very, very early on. So what is the goal of IGTV? First and foremost, when it launched, obviously it was supposed to be a YouTube competitor. YouTube is the monopoly is in terms of long form videos, But there's a lot of people out there trying to make their mark and trying to compete, and trying to get enough creators on their platform. So Instagram tried it with IGTV. Twitch is another really good place where people post videos and stream. And it's always good to have healthy competition. So I respect that, IGTV. The second unique part about IGTV was it was the first of its kind for vertical videos. So you can obviously watch horizontal videos on your phone on IGTV, but people use Instagram vertically. And so they try to promote that orientation of filming really quick and easy vertical videos and then doing a quick edit and posting it. I also want to clarify here that I am not a creator on Instagram, so I don't use IGTV as a creator, but I'm going to speak about it as a consumer. The other goal for IGTV was creating this platform that was linked directly to someone's Instagram account, so they would not have to create another account and try to gain another following on a different platform. What they did was it's like an extension of your Instagram account, so your followers automatically have subscribed to your IGTV channel being the creator's account, which again was kind of cool and kind of obvious. Why would they do anything else, right? You have creators, you're just giving them another place to post some more content. So these were the three goals that I recognized. If there's more, please feel free to tell me if I'm wrong. Let's look at some of the features. Okay, so IGTV, like I said, it has its own app, which I discovered. I think I knew when they launched that they had their new app, but I never really looked into how they were using it. So I assume that they just kind of discontinued it because I've only used IGTV on the main Instagram app, but it still exists and I'm guessing there's people still using it. I never downloaded IGTV as the app, which may be a big thing to say about what's not working, is like the app is not working in general. But they did integrate it into Instagram as a feature. So you can still access all of IGTV content on Instagram as well. It shows up as a tab. So if you are a content creator and you've posted any kind of video on IGTV, I think your Instagram profile automatically creates a tab once you've posted your first IGTV video. And it just becomes like a switch between someone's photos to someone's IGTV. And I know now Instagram has many more features or things, like they have Reels, so that has its own tab again, but it's all on the same profile. The other thing is, like the other biggest feature, and I think I talked about it earlier on, is that it just created a whole new platform for content creators to make long form videos. I remember before IGTV, before Reels, Instagram had a video feature on your normal posts. And I think the limit was 1 minute long. And people got really creative with that as well, because you could post multiple photos or videos in a single post, and it would just be something you have to swipe through. So people would post 1 1-minute of a longer video, and you would just swipe, and the next part would start playing. So this kind of just removed all those restrictions, and you get like one long video that you can post. I'm not 100% sure of what the limit is, but I want to say it's between 30 minutes or something around that. So you can post a 30-minute long video on IGTV with no interruptions. It's basically like posting a YouTube video. So let's get into what's working. Oh, I do believe the other feature, or maybe this is what's working, is YouTube has those annoying interrupting ads. Currently, IGTV does not do that. And I'm just expecting that they will start doing it if they actually start promoting IGTV as a feature in the future. But currently, it plays all in one go. And it's kind of refreshing for a change to not have those annoying ads coming in the middle of a video all the time. So that's definitely something that's working for me as a consumer for IGTV. What else is working? I just found myself consuming more content, whether it was fashion, lifestyle, comedy, cooking. And these are just some of the things that I would stumble upon in my explore page. I don't think I necessarily followed all those creators, but I just got to see it and it would randomly pop up, and they have an algorithm so it would match with things that I like. So for the most part, IGTV videos are good, the ones that I've seen, and the next point of what's working is related, where if it's something that I'm not interested in, you can just swipe. I think that's a really cool feature. So what happens when you discover a video on your explore page for IGTV? It kind of takes you into a different mode, but it's not visible to the user that you're actually in this mode. But from now on, if you start swiping or if you watch this video and you want to go to the next post in this series, you're just going to see IGTV videos from now on if you keep swiping. You're not going to randomly get a photo. So Explore does that kind of siloing where the moment you get into a type of content, if it's a post, you'll see posts, like you'll see pictures, you'll see those shorter videos as you keep swiping. And if you see reels, then you'll continue to see reels. So it depends on what you start with. And then once you swipe, you get the same type of content, if that makes sense. And I think that works for the most part because it's kind of seamless. Otherwise, it would be very jarring if it kind of suddenly stopped and then you were seeing someone's photo all of a sudden. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's bad. I just think it's jarring. One other cool thing, not so much for a consumer, but maybe for a creator, is that you can post links in the description of an IGTV video. For some reason, Instagram doesn't let you post links on a post description. So you know how you have captions for your posts? Well, if you posted a link in your caption, it would not be clickable. And I think they're trying to figure out a way around it because recently I've seen links to COVID information and voting information that automatically gets added to the post. I don't think you have to do it yourself, or maybe as a paid account you can do it, but you don't add it to your caption. However, in IGTV, you can add all kinds of links in the description, and the description can be extremely long as well. And it kind of overlays over the video when you're looking at the video. So that works, I think. Again, IGTV video is quite different than a post, so they're trying to show that differentiation. You can watch the video and post comments or read comments in the same place. Like the video won't cut off if you jump to comments. And that's kind of annoying on posts because you might be playing a video and I want to also read what people are saying at the same time. And I know this is very typical user behavior because even on YouTube, people do that. They let the video play up in the top and you scroll below and you see comments. So they don't do it for posts, but IGTV, you can do it. So that's also, I think that's sticking to convention for other long-form video players. Another thing, I think this is more recent, is you can create a series now. So if you are a creator and you are posting videos of a certain type, and then you're creating other videos of another type, YouTube does playlists, and on IGTV, I think they're called series. So you can actually select a group of videos and create a series around it. And then it's quite easy as a consumer. When I did this week, where I was trying to watch a series on someone's profile, and I can go into their profile and tap series at the top, in the IGTV tab, and then it just lists all the series for you, and you tap that, so it kind of filters the list once you go into that series, and then you can play videos within the series. I think that's a nice feature too, considering the creators on Instagram tend to have different types of videos and content. It's rarely just one thing. So it gives them options to kind of categorize their videos. And it's not the perfect experience right now, but it is convenient to filter it to this level. All right, so now I'm going to talk to you about what's not working and tell you overall that I don't enjoy IGTV overall. It's not one of my favorite UX in the world. And I'll tell you why now. So for what's not working, I cannot see my search history or like history anywhere. And again, I am part of this typical user group that goes to explore and sees a bunch of videos, likes them, may not have noted the name of the video or the creator. And now there's no way for me to find it again, because if you go through explore, there's no way to know what you have seen on explore. Like if I go to explore and I search for something, the search gets saved automatically, so I can go through and find that again. But if I've seen something completely random, IGTV does not save what I have watched or liked. And Instagram, the app, has history for posts you like under your settings, so you can see what you have liked if it's a post. But if it's an IGTV or a Reels, you can't find it. So good luck to you to remember what you've watched. And if you want to find that recipe again, just good luck. Another thing that I despise is Instagram has this signature interaction, which is the double tap. Double tap is to like a post, and they brought it over to IGTV. What they didn't realize is they also kept another convention of watching long form videos is double tap to seek a video. So you jump 5 seconds or something on YouTube if you double tap on the left or the right. Well, I don't know what their touch area is for that, but for the most part, if I'm trying to seek in a video by double tapping, I almost always end up just liking the video. And it's so annoying, because moving that little dot on the player to seek to a certain point is very difficult to do on a small phone with your finger. That's why YouTube introduced double tap to seek forward. And you actually see how many seconds it jumps, because it gives you the number on YouTube. On IGTV, it doesn't tell you how many seconds you're jumping. And when you actually seek with your finger, it's super hacky and annoying. And that's another point for me. So if I compare seeking on YouTube, I was thinking about how I've never really thought about how good or bad it is on YouTube, because I've always managed to do it just fine. And on IGTV, I was really struggling to seek my to a certain point in the video with my finger. YouTube has a thumbnail. When you start seeking, it shows you a tiny little thumbnail to show how much forward you're going in the video and how the scene is changing, so you can kind of estimate where you want to stop. IGTV has no indication of that, and it just feels very hacky, so it gets annoying. It gets annoying when you're watching a series of videos and it keeps happening. There's another thing that's extremely annoying about IGTV is there's no way to turn off autoplay. So, there's no way of knowing when a video is going to end. on IGTV. There's no indication that this video is about to end. And that may be a little on how the creator has made it, that if they've stopped abruptly. On YouTube, you start getting pop-ups to see other videos by the creator, so you know that it's kind of coming to an end. That's fine. But the moment the video ends, it doesn't even wait for a second, and it kind of just jumps over to the next one in the list. And it's like there's no room to breathe, and you're just getting an overload of content all the time. Like, it doesn't let you pause and think. And there's no way to turn off autoplay on Instagram, on IGTV. YouTube has autoplay. You can turn it off. And even when it's on, it does not jump as quickly as IGTV does. And I don't know why I'm comparing YouTube with IGTV anymore. I don't think they are direct competitors anymore, just because of how far behind IGTV is. But I feel like some of these conventions should just be followed just to make things a little more comfortable and not feel overbearing. And this is like a really weird and interesting thing that I discovered. So if you have to leave your app for whatever reason, you get a phone call, phone dies, or not phone dies, but if you have to temporarily close the app, do something and open it up again, well, the good thing is that it stays on that page for a certain amount of time. I think, eventually it will just remove, it will go out of that place. But for the most part, it pauses the video and waits for you to come back. And when you come back, you can resume. But every time that happens, the sound stops working for me, for that video. And I have to either turn up the volume to activate the sound or switch to loudspeaker mode on my phone. My phone is always on silent, so I don't usually switch, but I have to switch and switch back. Sometimes that makes the sound come, and sometimes I try everything and the sound won't start. And I actually discovered the weirdest hack where if you swipe two videos forward, not one, two, and then go two videos back to the original post, then the sound works. And I don't know why this hack exists, and I don't know why they haven't fixed this bug. This is just a bug straight up. It's not a usability issue, but it's so annoying because, again, it's happened to me a lot where I have to leave the app and I have to come back. All right. So I think, there's one last thing that doesn't work about IGTV. If I have to search for a video from the Explore page, so Explore is a general page where you can discover content. Now it has tabs right below the search bar, so you can look for IGTV, you can look for Reels, you can look for posts or creators, whatever. It's like these filters pre-applied. And if you tap on any of those tabs, you go into the specific Explore pages. So I click on IGTV, and now the search is only limited to creators. And that's not optimized, because what if I want to search for a video by its title? Well, I can't do that, and I don't know why. I have to know the creator's name. So again, good luck if you don't have that, because there's no way for you to find the video by its name. You need to know who posted it. All right, so those are all the reasons I don't like IGTV and why it does not work for me. And if I had to give you my favorite, like my most important recommendations, I would say first and foremost, optimize your search and enable watch and like history. Because if you want us to discover content, you have to be able to let us find it again, like the second time. If I want to watch it, how do I find it? And then just stick to conventions for video. Like your overly controls of seeking, of making it full screen or not, those things, they're not as good as YouTube or Twitch. And then turn off autoplay. And another interesting recommendation is allowing content creators to label the episodes in a series as an index value and not as not using the labels from the video name, but also like adding it as episode one, episode two into the series. So then it creates a very nice order of watching a certain series. I just found that in my experience of trying to watch a series this past week, because the naming was off, it was not consistent across. I would start watching a video and then it would automatically play something in that series, but it would not be the next video. So it was quite annoying to come out, find the right one, play again, and it was just a waste of time. So that's a nice little thing to have for the future. All right, so that is my take on IGTV. I know this is a longer podcast, but happy to say that I'm back. I hope you enjoy this new format. I definitely do. And stay tuned for more. Thanks for listening. Bye.